Good evening.
Good evening.
We'll start in another minute.
Okay, I'm going to have to mute that time of the day.
I understand. We will begin with step one, which is the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kud shabrichu ishkinte bidhilu. Urchimu udhilu. Le'akta l'shem yudhe bavavhe. The Yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Hine anachnu b'ayim l'kayem mitzvat sepirata omer. Lasot nachat ruach leotereinu v'lasot ratzon boreinu. V'ayihino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kununei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kununeihu. Step two is the Psalms verses that we recite prior to the blessing. Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yoahe Dawanu Heyo Igmor Biadi Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yoahe Dawanu Heyo Azdecha Leolam Maseyadisha El Teref Ekra Elohim El Yona El Gomer Alai. Viavor Alaich Viarech Mitvoseset Edamaich Vayomar Lecha Bedamich Chaye. Why amar lecha b'damayich chaye? Barki nafshi et Adonai Yohe wahe Adanu yo Yohe dawanu heyo Adonai Yohe wahe Adanu yo Yoahe dawanu heyo. Elohe gedalta meod hod vehadar levashta. O te or kshalma no te shamayim karia. Step three is the saying of the blessing. Baruch atah Adonai, Yohe wahe adanu yo, Yohe dawanu heyo, Yud he vav he, Eloheinu melech haolam. Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu al sefirat ha'omer. And we all say Amen. Hayom. Yom HaShivi HaShtish Tisha Yamim La Omer Shehem Shavuah Echad Ushnesha Yamim. Today is the ninth day of the Omer, which is 1 week and 2 days. The inner light. Harachaman hu yachatzir avodat Beit HaMikdash limkoma bimhera b'yameinu. Amen. Psalm 67. Lam natzeach bin ginot mizmor shir. Elohim yechanenu yivarkenu. Ya'er panav itanu selah. La'da'at ba'aretz. We stop at the word ba'aretz, which translates as with land or in the land. This is a very meaningful word because it can actually refer to a country. It can refer to this land, this world, or the land of Israel. In what ways do you contemplate the land of Israel? Is it your homeland? Is it a country that you would like to learn about? Is it that place that creates world disorder and chaos? In a different order, the letters make a word that means to store or to hoard. Do you hoard? Storing is a form of setting boundaries. Are your boundaries balanced? In what ways do you set boundaries? Are they reactive boundaries or are they balanced boundaries? Darkecha b'kol goyim yeshuatecha. Yoducha mim Elohim, yoducha mim kulam. Yismechu v'raneh. The letter Nun is the ninth letter of this 49-letter verse. The letter Nun connects to falling. It's also connecting to dwelling and beauty. It can also be used as a vaccine against falling and increasing your dwelling with beauty in your life. Contemplate the letter Nun as we continue the verse. Nu le'umim ki tishpot amim mishor ulumim ba'aret tanhem selah. Yoducha mim Elohim, yoducha mim kulam. Eretz not na'yiv ulayiv arkenu. Elohim Eloheinu, Yivarkenu Elohim v'yiru oto. Kol amei haaretz.
Has joined.
Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi. Kabel Rinat. The letter Resh is a word that means poor. It also means Rosh, the head, which means using the Reish as a vaccine against poorness, as against lack. Use the head to contemplate starting a new direction in your life, to fulfill the lacks that you feel. Amcha sagvenu, tacharenu nora, Kufre Shayan, Sintet Nun. Nagibor, Dorshe Yehudcha, Kevavat Shamrem, Nun Gimel Dalad, Yud Kaf Shin. Barhem tacharem, rachame sitkatcha, tamid gamlem, betet reish, tzadi taf gimel. Hasin kadosh, berov tuvcha, nael adatach. Et kuf bet tet nunayim. Yachid ge'e lamcha p'nei zochre kedushatach. Yud gimel lamed pei zayin kuf. Shavatenu kabel ushma tziakatenu. Yodea talumot shin kufav tzadiyuta. In the eighth verse of the Anabakoach, we say in a whisper, the ninth journey. We left the Sin Desert and camped in Dovka. Dovka is a place where the hearts beat in fear for lack of bread. We will all go through a stage in life when our hearts pound in fear that we will suffer from deprivation of one's needs or one need over another. Insecurity is a very real part of living in a material world in which we are dependent on many things for sustenance. But dafka also means knocking. Angst can be a powerful motivator to knock on the doors of opportunity, to knock on the doors of heaven, and dig deeper and discover inner resources. What do you do when thoughts of fear come to you? Do you say the Anabakoach? Do you scan the Zohar? Do you scan the 72 names? Do you fall into the negative thought patterns? Choice is yours. You have the tools. If all else fails, know that this is for the best and be happy that you are afraid, because it may cause you to knock on the doors of opportunity. Ribono shel olam, ata tzevitanu al yedei Moshe,
has joined.
Avdecha, lispor sefirato omer, kedei letacharenu, mikli potenu, tumatenu. Kimo shigatavta butorata uspartam lechem mimacharat hashabbat miyom haviachem eto omer hatenufa sheva shabbatot temimot tiyena mimacharat hashabbat ashivit esifiru Chamishim yom kedei Shitach Aru Nafshot. Amcha Yisrael Mizohamatam Uvechein Yehiratzon Milfanecha Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yoahe Dawanu Heyo Eloheinu Elohe Avotenu Shebizchut Sefirata Omer Shesafarti Hayom Yitukan Ma Shevagamti Vesefira Givura Shebe Givura. Givura means boundary setting, limitations. What does limitations within limitations mean? How do we understand this? V'yetayer v'yetkadesh b'kdusha shel ma'ala amen selah. The Tzaddikim who left this day, the ninth day, Rabbi Avraham Yehoshua Heschel Weinberg, Rabbi Moshe Pemishel, Rabbi Chaim Menachem Herschel of Zinkov, Rabbi Yosef Friedman of Romanov, Rabbi Eliyahu Akiva Rabinowitz of Potliva, Rabbi Chaim Yitzhak Shalchaichen is the Rosh Yeshiva in the city of Aixis Leibain. The prophet that's associated with the ninth day, with the Gevura Sheba Gevura, is Eli HaKohen. He was the prophet who blessed Hannah to have children. Chesed Gevura Sheba Gevura has a gematria of 734. No, it doesn't. It has a no. It's right. I'm sorry. It's 734. And that same gematria is the phrase translated as doorway to the name of heaven, or Shem Shemayim. The ninth method of acquiring Torah is to become a servant to your teacher. We have now completed counting the Omer for tonight. We will meet again at 7 p.m. for continuing that counting. We'll do that tomorrow night. Now for the Zohar. We will begin section, I believe it's 29, or no, it's 28. We'll begin with Pasuk 392. Rabbi Pinchas Amar, Ana Shama Nibla Mikise Hakavod Shehu Harosh Kid Kiamar Roshech Ilach Kakarmel Vidalat Roshach Ka argaman zo hayo ha guf shehu asur bekavarim zehu ha guf zahu sara zahu melech uksha barichu Oktay Lemo Adasher Dibar Elav Ahidikti Vahashem Pelked Et Saram Kasher Amar Poked Et Haguf Lazamin Ayadu Ashabo If kod hat tzadikim. The translation. Rabbi Pinchas said, the soul is taken from the throne of glory, which is the head. As it is written, your head upon you is like Carmel. And the hair of your head like purple. Means the soul that is the hair of the head. Finally, the king is held in the galleries. Means the body that is held in the grave. And this refers to the body, Sarah, and the king. So the Holy One, blessed be he, shall visit it at the appointed time, as it is written. And Hashem visited Sarah as he had said. He shall visit the body at the appointed time, when he shall visit the righteous. My commentary, this pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. These are code words being explained. Since the body of the righteous do not decay when Hashem visits the righteous, he is visiting the nefesh level of soul, in its corrected body, in the grave. Questions, comments, thoughts.
I thought maybe I did agree or see what you saw, but I kind of thought maybe it was referring to Sarah before, you know, she was visited because she wasn't capable of having a child. So it was as if her body was dead to that mitzvah. And especially with the verse, which sounds so much like Torah. So that came to my mind. She was visited at an appointed time, and at an appointed time, she had the child. So it was like two different thoughts within that pasuk.
But they're good thoughts. It's kind of a difficult section. Because it's bringing. Go ahead.
No, head made me think of Keter and how that Seth wrote has to do with the hair on the head and the sides of the hair on the head, and with those different references of names of the queer.
It's America, very true.
You know, and especially with Throne of Glory being, you know, we think of purple and pink, and my first thought when I saw galleries, I wouldn't have thought of it as the body. So I was glad that that was explained right in the verse.
It's well, the verse is explaining various code words relating to the body. And yes, we wouldn't normally think in terms of a gallery being the grave where the body is held while it's waiting the resurrection. Mm-hmm. Most of the time we don't think of the grave as and we don't think of the graves and the resurrection in the same thoughts. They're different thought levels. Let's go on to 393 and see how that develops.
Where is the soul when the body is resting? Is the soul in heaven?
Well, it's somewhere spiritual. It's not necessarily heaven, because there's seven heavens. So which one are we talking about? But it's essentially someplace spiritual.
Does the body have contact with the soul at all?
While the body is resting or sleeping, no. Once the soul leaves the body, there's no contact between the physicality. Because in essence, while the soul isn't, the body isn't dead, it really is dead. It's only an illusion that it's breathing.
It's an illusion that it's leaving?
Yes, because there's no life force in the body.
Does the body know this?
Yes.
So, trying to imagine how the body feels about this situation, if the body has awareness.
Well, the body has awareness, and the body is feeling in control because the soul has left. Normally, the relationship between the body and the soul is conflict. So when the soul leaves, the body says, I'm now in control.
Control of what?
Control to do anything I want.
But it's incapable of doing anything at once.
Yes, it's incapable of doing anything it wants, but while the soul is gone, the body dreams. So it's capable, it's receiving information.
It's capable of receiving information?
Yes.
With all the information it receives, is that correct information?
No. Sometimes it receives lies. Sometimes it doesn't understand what it receives. So very much so, it's not always correct.
So does the body know that or how to separate that?
No.
So it really doesn't have control.
No. Body doesn't ever have control, but it, in the illusion, it thinks it does.
Mm-hmm.
when the soul is in the body is always being controlled by the soul, or it's trying to be controlled by the soul.
When a new body is created for that soul, hello?
Yes?
What's that noise?
That somebody is on the line.
Are you hearing that?
Yes, I'm hearing it.
Okay, it's not me. So I'm in a room.
It's somebody on. It'll stop momentarily. But you can ask the question, Denise.
When a new body is created for that soul, is the other body aware?
Well, when a new body is created, you're talking about reincarnation.
Yes. Is it aware that it's going into another body?
The soul is aware it's going into another body. The body isn't aware of it.
Well, that's what I wondered, if the body was aware, because...
No, the body dies.
Okay.
It gets buried in the grave, unless it's a righteous person, in which case it will live in the grave.
So it's the righteous person who will be teaching the other souls in the graveyard? Seemed like we had that one time in one of our classes. Maybe
you broke up. Tana, you broke up. Please say it again.
I seem to remember, I don't know, maybe it was a joke in one of our reincarnation classes that we would teach to the other souls in the graveyard, or the other bodies in the graveyard. And my question was, if that wasn't a joke that I'm remembering, is it the righteous who do the teaching?
Well, the righteous body has been trained to be similar to the soul.
Mm-hmm.
So that it's that's why the righteous body never dies. And does it teach? It doesn't need to be teaching, because it's waiting for people to come and make requests of it. Because the soul of the righteous person doesn't really leave the body. The soul of the righteous person remains, it's all constantly returning to the body on certain days of the month and certain days of the year, the holidays, the Shabbats, the full moon and the new moon. So it's when the soul returns to the body and people go and make requests of the body, of the grave, of the tzaddik in the grave, the soul-body combination are looking to achieve the requests, to provide the blessings associated with the requests that are being made of it. We're basically here in this world to train the body, to make the body a mirror image of the soul, which is a desire to receive in order to share.
So you mean everybody could be trained to be that way?
Yes, everybody will eventually be trained to see that way.
How does one know these things before they make mistakes?
Well, whenever you make mistakes, there's a consequence to the mistakes, and it has to be corrected.
And how does one know who a really righteous person is, that they could request these things from? Because we're not all sure at what level everybody is at.
So you make the request of the people that you study. You read a book that was written by a sage. And so you know that sage is righteous. The community of Israel determines who is considered righteous. So, you know, the whole community of Israel has arrived at the conclusion that Rebbe Schneerson of the Chabad organization is righteous. To my knowledge, there's no group that says he's not. Doesn't mean that he didn't make mistakes, but most of his representatives, most of what he did was very righteous. So you can go to his grave, his kever, and pray to him and make requests. Where else can you go? Well, you can go to Europe. You can go to Rabbi Nachman of Breslov. You can go to Breslov in Europe, in Western Russia, and you can make a request of him there. And you can go to his grave without physically going there. You can just think that you're going there. You can look at a picture of his grave. And then choose to go there. All of these things are tools that we utilize in Kabbalah. That's why I have a whole list of the Tzaddikim on my website. So there's a different Tzaddik, different group of Tzaddikim every day. When we counted the Omer recently, you know, just a few minutes ago, we read the names of the Tzaddikim. So that we know who is righteous and who chose to leave this day, and we make a request of them. It's not that we just, you know, we're just not reading names. There's a purpose behind everything we do.
And there are a lot of pictures of those Tzaddikim on the website.
Yes, there are.
Pictures.
And then if you look up one, they usually show you the burial site. I'm thinking of Rabbi Yossi HaGalili, who's associated with the stone.
We don't show all of the grave sites, but we show quite a few.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can look them up on the internet.
Yes, you can look them up on the internet, or you can look them up on the Yeshem website.
Mm-hmm. So I'd have to go to the Yeshem website and then type that in.
Hmm? You go to the Yeshem website. You go to the Hashem website, it'll stop in a minute.
Okay, it's not bothering me. That picture was taken.
No, it's somebody dialed into the number and it's trying to hear an answering answer to the fax number that they try to think they're calling.
Okay.
So, if you go to... It keeps trying until it hears the answering, which it won't hear because we're not on fax. So if you go to the SM website, underneath the two pictures on the right of each website, or the webpage, you'll find a link called Hilulah. Hilulah means a day of happiness. Because for the Sadiq, it's happy that he left. So underneath the two pictures, you go to the Hilulah webpage, and then you'll see that all 12 months are specified. So you pick the month we're in, which right now is Nisan. And you go to the day of Nisan and you find out all the people who died, who chose to leave on that day in Nisan. And those are the tzaddikim you light a candle for. Those are the tzaddikim that you visit their gravesite. Those are the tzaddikim that you make requests for. Because their purpose in being buried and living in the grave is to provide you with a tool to request blessings from the Creator, because they are servants of the Creator. So I'm going to go forward and start reading the Aramaic for, I think, 394. But somebody who doesn't know what they're doing, and there's no way to stop it.
Well, we can make it through. Before you go on, do you remember which month Nakum Ben Gamzu?
No, I don't.
Okay, because Bernice would have enjoyed reading about him, that no matter what happened, he always would say, "This too is for the good." I think she would have enjoyed that one. If we find it, we'll let Bernice know.
Oh, Nahum Ish.
Gamzu.
Nahum Ish Gamzu, I think, was in. I don't remember. But you can go and do a local search on Yeshem and find it.
Okay. This is just one person
going
to do this?
Some fax machine somewhere has been programmed to dial call this number, and it's not getting its answer. But rather than fight this, because it doesn't seem to be ending, just stopping it for a few minutes, a few seconds. Let's call the class and we'll pick it up tomorrow. Just reminding you, there's one more class tonight, which is for the teachings of the Ari for the Parsha of Shemini. So you all have a good evening.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.
Shalom.
Shalom.